Yo, Charlamagne the God here, dual citizen of Wakanda and Monk's Corner, South Carolina. And right now you're listening to the Gossiping Heifers.
Let's go!
Turn it up.
Sound like all my aunties, all my cousins, all my homegirls, a bunch of Gossiping Heifers.
Hey.
There we go.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay. What's going on, y'all?
I was like, what? We were like ghosts for a minute. Boom, we here. Poof, we gone. What happened? Okay. I was a little tangled over here, and it was entanglement with my cords. So now they out of the entanglement. How y'all doing?
Oh, my God. What's going on, everybody? Please forgive my energy level right now. I am tired as hell. Rocky's ass has been on one because she had a day off today.
But so, no, but well, I was busy. Okay, I don't never off.
I know when you off.
I don't know that word means.
I understand.
I clean my fish tank thoroughly. That don't mean you're cool.
Which one?
I knew you was going to go there. I got you. Stop your black ass, though. My aquarium. Let me say that. I'll clean my aquarium.
I want to say your fish tank is clean.
Because, well, if you're talking about that boo-boo, first of all,
Your aquarium. Please, let's stick to that narrative.
Well, I
your
did a aquarium. Thorough, because you know, out of the month, I'll change the water, but then eventually at the end of the month, I go ahead and just take everything out. Because I want to take my fish out to take it stressful. And I don't want to stress them little punks out. I want them to be vibrant and colorful and happy like they are. And it messes up with their coat, too, when you take them out a lot. So anyway, that's a hard work, because I remove all the rocks. Everything, and I carry my fish tank where I can spray it, hose it. Like somebody do your ass.
Well, what's up, everybody, in the comments? I mean, I'm just letting her go because I know if she doesn't get that off her chest, we'll be circling around that same story all damn night. Not trying to do that tonight. So thank you guys for
Are you insinuating that I'm like work mom? Did you just call me a work mom? I love you, work mom. I don't think she's even in here, fucker.
Rocky, I'm not going to deal with you right now.
Why not?
But how was your week? What's going on with you?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. You know, I've been working this extra job.
Yes.
And you know how you start meeting people, you just getting to know them.
Yeah.
And you know me and my vibrations. I knew one of the girls, and I love this woman. I ain't going to call her name. She's a Mexican, and trust me, she's Mexican. She is Mexican. To her heart. God bless her Mexican burrito heart. I love her. But I could tell when she was talking about this chick, I said, Michelle, I don't think she really liked that bitch. It was a vibe. And it's, you know, a manager there, you know.
Right, right.
And she came off real cool, you know, but me, I don't jump the gun too quick. But so, this bitch couldn't fake it for a week. She petty. You know how people are at the highest height of their life and this is it?
This is the highest going. And
like Michael Jackson, this is it, bitch.
And you just ride this title.
She ride, but I also could tell that she gets mistreated elsewhere. So I've got a little title here. And I'm going to feel like I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She don't realize they just hide that real bitch. I'm that bitch.
Oh, it's you.
And I'm doing it quietly and petty. And the girl that I said is like truly Mexican, loves it. Because she can see the little underhand shit I be doing. But I also let this bitch know in a polite way, I'm not that bitch.
I'm not that heifer.
I'm too old for that shit. I'm not going
to
do it.
But you know, you do get to a certain point. You just want to get a job. You just want to come and do the duties you're assigned to. And just go home.
You don't want the extra drama.
But then you do have these people. Unfortunately, we are blessed. But some people do ride on titles. And when you ride on titles, it's very tiring.
Well, granted, she is indigenous. She is Mexican from here. She is from Texas. And the part they cut off. And I love her to death, but you know, I just started doing little subtle things, just letting her know. And it's funny, because there's a white girl that worked there, right? And she acted like the white girl don't never talk. And I said, girl, talk her butt off.
Right.
And, not, it's just not and she looked shocked. She looked shocked. I said, Nah, she talked a lot to me, you know. So, and I asked her, you know, I love this white girl because she's got a nonchalant black girl attitude.
Right, right.
I just don't talk to her. I said, okay. Okay. I said, I got some two petty heifers I like.
So you in your own.
I'm in my own, yeah.
You got the
because they like, we got each other back. We're not going to let that hold no nothing. Right. We're not going to have no problem.
You have to have a petty clan. I'm telling
girl,
you.
Girl.
I don't give a damn who you are.
My
you
petty clan.
You have a petty clan.
And I love it because it's like a rainbow petty clan. It's black, white, Mexican. No, she's Mexican. She is not Puerto Rican or Spanish. She is Mexican. She know cocktails.
You know what? It's good to have your petty circle because you don't want to, even if you're not petty too often, you need that boundary. You need that foundation of pettiness.
Hey, Jacinta.
Jacinta.
Beautiful queen, how you doing? Now, look, I got it all, but that's what I've been doing. So, you know, hey, everything else at the job is cool. I just ain't that one.
Okay.
But, Michelle, you know, I know your jaw's tired. You've been working them corners overtime. You've been putting it in. Girl, how was your week?
Besides working my ass off. That's why I'm tired of shit.
There's a lot of work you've been doing.
Shut the hell up.
Because it's gone. But anyway, go ahead.
I come to realize there's a time in life where you realize you're dealing with a narcissist.
Mm.
When you're dealing with a narcissist, you know, you're so blinded sometimes because you have a foundation or a type of special connection with them, or you think you do.
Yeah,
because
narcissists are good at that.
They're very good at that.
They some gaslight niggas. Ooh, they gaslight. Yeah, they gaslight.
And you know what? When you sit back, when there's certain behavior that irritates you to your soul,
yeah,
and you just take a look back, you're like, okay, check, check, check. This nigga a narcissist.
Girl. But I told you, didn't I tell that nigga was weird? I said something wrong. Let me tell y'all something. People, y'all gonna stop not listening to me. And the thing is, the person is not a bad person. You know what I'm saying? But I kept telling him, there's something wrong with that boy. It ain't. You know, you got your fingers.
Something.
He's not normal.
But, you know, I started doing research just to make sure. And it's because sometimes you think you're overanalyzing the situation.
Hey, AK.
And when you get through looking back at stuff, conversations, interactions, you're like, okay, it's not me. It's not me. This individual is playing me.
It's crazy. But forgive me, y'all, for what I'm about to say, but it is more common that most Geminis are known to be narcissists.
Oh, my God. Gemini is another one also.
Was it Aquarius?
I don't.
Because, see, my friend, and I will say, he's not, but he's an asshole.
Right.
He carries that title like a champ. I mean, he carries that asshole title like, oh my God, Muhammad Ali. I'm the best. I'm the greatest. I sing like a bee, look like a butterfly. I'm an asshole. That's me. That is mine. Yeah.
But I know, but you know, you just go over the checklist and you're like, okay, is definitely this individual. And I'm sitting back here blindsided by certain emotions.
Getting slapped by dick.
Like,
girl, look, narcissist and toxic. Oh, that's the best penis in the world.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's just bad for your health. Your mental health.
Your mental stability. So there is definitely, and it seemed like the universe was speaking to me. I went on Instagram and I just started, you know how you just be in the scroll mode.
And boom, narcissist. Boom, asshole.
Girl, every popped up was like, bitch, let me tell you this. I was like, who is in my goddamn account?
Is it that same dude I said? I think that's a Polak. I know that's not a good word.
He's part of it because I forgot the man's name, but I started following.
Don't you fucking think of him.
Right.
Don't you fucking think of him. I like him. I said, yo, I told Michelle, there's a new guy Michelle's following on Instagram. He is funny, but he reminds me. If you all have never seen that movie, The Breakup, go watch it.
Yes.
But he reminds me of the best friend in the movie, The Breakup.
Yes.
And he's hilarious.
Classic movie. And I'm just like, you know, I'm going to sit up here and make sure it's not dramatization on my behalf, which it's not, because I think I consider myself a very level-headed individual until you piss me off and start doing bullshit.
Well, yeah, you are a psycho. You are cuckoo for cocoa puffs. I've seen you. And I'm just still jealous. I'm not the one that's ever took you to that level. That just pisses me off. I'm jealous, y'all. You threw an ashtray at that nigga, not me. Don't you love me, bitch?
That's a long time
long
ago.
Time,
y'all.
But I thought it was
long
funny.
Time ago, y'all.
I was like, oh, she cool. But no, for real.
You jackass.
Ooh, let me pull back. But I'm, you know, I am one of the niggas that ain't not been saying it.
Yes.
But you know, this is another thing that you said. We as women have got to stop. And I ain't gonna just say women. We as people have got to stop questioning ourselves when that voice is going off in your head. Your intuition is saying,
Bitch.
See, you made your intuition get better. Bitch, I'm talking to you. See, your intuition should not have to do that. And you had to stop saying, "Ooh, maybe I'm overthinking. Maybe I'm being no." If you feel this way already,
if it's a good instinct feeling,
that is your inner witch.
That's
That is your inner witch saying, "Bitch, I'm trying to tell you, he ain't right." And we are inner witches. We are both natural witches.
Oh my God! I promise you.
When I tell people I'm gonna light a candle on, I don't mean to scare nobody. I'm like, I'm lighting this candle to get you the fuck away from me. Cause I ain't trying to do nobody no harm. Cause I don't need that shit coming back to me. But I'm gonna light a candle and poop be gone. That's my
attitude. Oh my God. Okay. But that was my damn week. Grinding and just getting rid of a narcissist in my life. That was just dead on. So, look, let's go ahead and get to it, y'all.
AKA, you right. You need to put AK up. We expect Rochelle to go off, but Michelle will catch you outside. Michelle will catch you outside, but AKA, I watch a lot of 48 Hours. I'm the bitch hiding in the closet with a gun. I may cuss your ass out. Because, me cussing you out is my warning that I don't like you. You're getting on my nerve. I need you to shut all the way up. And people take it as, ooh, Rocky going off. No, I'm speaking my mind and how I feel. You're speaking
your truth.
Yes. I really don't like you. Go the fuck away.
Right.
But I will hide for 5 hours in your closet. Quietly. Michelle's that quiet storm that just comes out the corner. All of a sudden, like Katrina. Michelle's a Katrina. And when that bitch go wild, I'll be like, Michelle, calm down. Don't stab him in public. See, that's Michelle. She'll do this shit in public because she done went into a rage. Rah! Shh, bitch, now. I know where he live. Everybody know the windows in the front normally don't have a lot of security. Because they feel nigga ain't going to break in. They don't know me. Okay, I'm done.
You know what? Cause I was trying to get to the damn.
I know, and I interrupted you.
You started with that shit. Look, everybody knows I'm the quiet storm. Okay, yes.
No, you the nigga storm. Oh, quiet nigga storm to get loud at the end.
Okay. Anyway, all right. Then, unfortunately, let's bring it back. What's up? Calls for calls are talking about this school shootings are taking place too damn often.
Yes, Lord.
Now, unfortunately, this is like I think the 14th or 15th one. I'm not sure. You know, checking the statistics.
Not in this year.
I'm just saying. But why can't we get control on this damn situation? Why can't we get control of this?
I spoke on that earlier because we were on live to get everybody to come to the YouTube and thank you all for following us over here.
Yes.
But as like I said, we are the only country that pays and gives our government money when they're running. President, we're the only country that does that.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the NRA is spending the biggest bucks, it's not going to stop. Sad thing is like that brings me back to with money means everything to the greedy, corrupt government we have. Sometimes they racist, and they're racist two times. They don't like the poor, they don't like niggas. They don't like Mexicans. They don't like anything brown, and they don't like poor people. So having that being said,
yes,
go to Alaska, and you know I was just showing you a video on what the Alaska government said about children not caring. He said it will cost less money if we go ahead and let the children meet their demise in an abusive environment.
Stay in their surroundings.
So we'll save money. This is all they care about. So to think that they're going to stop school shootings.
Nope.
They really would prefer to keep this going and let y'all all homeschool, because me and Dad was having a conversation about that, and I really think that's where they want, for which I don't think a lot of people are going to vote for it, but then too, a lot of people are going to be unable financially to do that.
Exactly. Look, when you first have a child, you're talking about child care expenses. Child care expenses is like car note on 10. Okay?
Pearl said it's like 130 this year.
Oh, Jesus.
And we, girl, we only in the third month, going on the fourth month.
Yeah. It's sad.
This is sad.
It's sad. But, you know, I don't think there's too much, like you said, money involved with this situation. That's why I don't think there's going to ever be a confirmed grip on it. Stopping.
No, it's, yeah, Jack Guns also confirmed it's 130 school shootings just this year. This is sad.
That is sad. And like I said, it's almost like it's a trending challenge, almost the way these people are doing this.
But you know, the sad thing is, do you know with the life expectancy in America has went all the way down because of violence, and that children die more in gun violence than like a regular car accident or illness?
Yeah, it's sad. It's simply ridiculous. Now, you guys follow Mookie G. Make sure you guys subscribe to his podcast. I was listening before we went live, and he was hitting on us. I could tell he was very emotional because he is an educator. And as an educator, not only do you bond with all the children that, you know, you interact with, you also are fearful because you have no way of knowing. Somebody may have a grudge or whatever the hell the case may be.
Or somebody got sent to the principal office one too many times one year, come back and blow, you know, want to act at school. But the sad thing is, you know, I commend Mookie because, see, you don't have a lot of educators like Mookie. I can tell Mookie really cares.
Yeah.
He really loves these kids.
Exactly.
And Chicken Cutlass has a tender heart. He has a gummy bear. Chicken Cutlass got a tender heart. And these are the kind of people you want around your children. Real talk, though. I'm giving Cutlass some credit right now.
Yeah, I understand.
Because people like him are the kind of people you want around your children.
Yeah,
because exactly. Some of these teachers don't belong. And some people
nowhere in education.
Some people don't need to be around kids at all.
No.
But then, too, it's also got to be scary as a teacher because it's not just students. It's also educators. And then now your wife or your husband and your children have to bury you. It's a huge trickle. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Now, like I said, guns equal money. You know, organizations that support guns make money. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, if you had some rules, because this chick, or whatever the hell, was the school shooter.
It was a dude.
I was trying.
It was a dude. Look, I'm so tired of motherfuckers. They on the news. Well, this is the first female school shooter. It was a trans. It was a man that transferred into being a woman, but he was still born male. So again, another male school shooter.
Oh God!
Just happens to be transgender, and it's the first time. Then that's the first time on that we know of.
You know what?
No, I'm saying other school shootings could have been. They could have been going through a struggle of being trans or admitting or accepting who they are, but we don't know that. But this one specifically, we know for a fact.
And I want y'all to realize that all this bullshit they're shoving down your throat as far as, you know, little tidbits, petty politics, and all of the bullshit, these are distractions from some other shit going on.
Oh, of course.
That's why they're getting ready to let certain clowns get back in the spotlight to try to gain another position. That's all.
While he opened another January 6th for his court hearings.
Girl, don't even get me started. But like I said, it's a damn circus. And these circus stories are to distract us from real shit.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Even if the school shooting never happened, I still ain't going to watch that clown. Just looking at his neck looked like long balls to
you
me.
You know what? The other day we were watching the news and they were doing a clip and they got close up on this area here. And
the whole time he was talking, like his nuts was clapping. I was like, nigga, put a girdle on your nuts that's on your chin. That's so disrespectful. You know, that's lewd acts on public TV.
Oh, my God. This heifer is stupid.
You know, look. That looked like some orange long balls.
Okay, look. Let's get to another story right quick. How Jonathan Majors' arrest is going to affect his reputation. Now, let's go
through
this. It already has, okay? You guys know this man. He has been The latest sex symbol next to Michael B. Jordan in the latest Creed film. He's got another Marvel movie coming up where he plays the villain, the Wasp, and the Ant-Man.
You know what? You know, his face don't do it for me, but his body do. And you know, you got a Negro strong gene face. That Negro look like he came straight from the Mandinka tribe. You can't be over here. You can't get in this industry. Hold on, let me fix my wig, goddammit. You can't be over here in Hollywood acting a little bit of a fool.
Oh, my God.
I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, my God.
I'm keeping it 100. He's straight man Dinka coming over here. And I'm not racist.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I think you should stop talking right now.
But no, he got these big Negro nose. He looked like a brown on Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? And you over here dating white women. And you making money, and you making a name for yourself. This whole recipe says disaster. Everything about your plan that you doing, bro, it was like, ooh, I hope my career shit and fail.
Look,
that's all I was gonna say.
The accusations made by either current or former girlfriend, she had recanted the statement. And
she went to a crazy house.
But they're saying, like I said, I have not had a chance to really dive into any previous charges or accusations.
But they out there.
But the thing about this is, when a story like this hits the streets, regardless who you are, but especially if you're black.
With a big nigga nose and lips. You look like Mandinka.
When you are a up coming rising star of this nature, you could best believe. What's the timing? I say, look at the timing of this damn drop.
That's the devil. That is Satan. Now, I'm being dead serious. Because, I mean, you said it perfect. The timing.
The timing when this comes out.
Did somebody bigger in Hollywood tell this bitch, I'm going to pay you to take this nigga down? Look, don't be surprised. Because he can't be moved. Yo, bitches is loving him. And you know, white women, they love the more nigga, the more stronger your Wakanda is. Big nose, big lips, big old, the more white women want them.
We know a comedian that was on Instagram, and I promise you, every time he went live, it was like a snow bunnyville. I'm not going to even lie. Every Caucasian sister was in the building, and this brother had those type of features.
Now, Granny, I'm not going to say he set himself up because he these charges were false and they were dropped because she was bullshitting. Now, I don't know if she got mad about something being a Karen because it would have sounded like. Because, you know, any black woman would know, you done this is why black men, I'm tired of y'all. Emmett Till, y'all don't think about this shit. Because we know the worst thing you could do on petty shit is to call the police.
That's true. But at the same time, sometimes abuse victims retain, you know, they take back the story. You know what I mean?
This is true.
If it was the abuse case, some women are like, oh, well, that didn't happen.
But they got witnesses,
like
though.
But I don't know. All I know is that.
Well, you know me, I've been diving into it. It says he had witnesses. It was on video. I have not seen the video, but TMZ did show the video. And they're calling it bullshit. But regardless, this has brought up some past shit. That's now coming to light that we don't know if it's true or not.
Exactly.
But the simple fact is he already lost the commercial.
Yep. He lost that army gig that he was doing ads for. That's gone. But like I said, even if this is a bogus story, it tarnishes the reputation. It's almost like when Michael Jackson was accused by victims who later came out and admitted, hey, my parents programmed me to say this so we can get paid. This was admitted, okay? So now that we beyond that, Michael's career was tarnished forever. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Michael's career was tarnished forever ever since those accusations came.
Oh, and they were false.
Yeah.
I know, because my thing is, you know, you got a lot of evidence to prove that Michael Jackson was innocent. And this is something that also bothers me when I hear black comedians or black people, period, still making these accusations as if they're funny or true, and they're not.
They're not. It was
nobody wants that on their name.
Right. So,
and they got evidence with the white boy apologized for doing what his mom and daddy asked him to do to get some money out of Michael. But go ahead.
All right, now as an update, you know Cheryl Lee Ralph, fabulous actress. She said, and she didn't drop no name. She said, you know, back in the day that a very well-known judge basically almost sexually assaulted her. Feely, touchy.
Judge O'Brown. That's yes. That's a Judge O'Brown shit. Oh, what is a real judge, big judge?
She didn't name drop, but he did respond, though.
Oh, so he dropped himself. Girl, who responded? It was Judge O'Brown, wasn't it? Am I right?
Yes.
I know it. I said that status of Judge Brown shit.
Oh, you know what? Because I was just like, anybody who says something and I'm not dropping your name, as soon as you speak on it, that you are going to be looked at. You know what I mean?
What'd he say?
Well, let me look at what he said. But I was just like, yo, Judge Joe Brown already got a rep out there.
Oh, he's a ratchet
ass. Just
I think somebody else passed his bar for him. There's no way he passed that damn bar to be a fucking judge by himself. Mm. I think he paid somebody like Trump did with them damn tests. That's what I think will happen with Judge O'Brien.
Well, says, in case you missed it, Ralph told Variety in an interview published last week that she experienced an unfortunate encounter during an industry event, but was advised against coming forward with the allegations at the time to avoid bad press. So she says she was suited in the public place, handling her business for this TV show. A man walked up to her, grabbed me by the back of my neck, turned me around, and rammed his nasty ass.
God would have beat his ass. I would have had assault charges that day.
What the hell? Okay, look.
I thought you was going to say he may have squeezed the ass. But like, look, niggas, don't touch me no more.
Right. So these, you know, remarks sparked all this talk on social media. You know how social media like to, you know, spread bullshit anyway. But like I said, he responded. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I find a response on here. These rumors started with certain identified parties and spread. Brown continued. They ought to be cease and desist or compensate a defamation action. So he talking cease and desist.
Oh, we told on ourselves.
Right, you know, sometimes it's best just to shut the hell up.
And he should know that as a judge. That's why sometimes I still say somebody else took a test for him. Because anybody in law, just shut up. Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Leave it alone.
Incriminate yourself, please.
But even though he didn't say nothing, I guess that shit right. I said, that's a Judge Joe Brown shit. I knew off top who it was.
So, but you know, back in October when he was trying to be running for mayor in Memphis, this was years ago.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
But he suggested that black women in particular shouldn't be elected because she might get raped.
What the fuck?
So, in other words,
are you threatening to rape somebody? That's what that sounds like, a threat. Whoa, if there was another woman running with him at that time.
Yo!
I would have looked out for the call to Popo. I'm getting restrained. That sounds like a threat to me. That's yo, girl, I need a commercial.
I was like, wait a minute. That sounds like a threat, undertone threat. You think it's not a good idea. So if I find you attractive, you might get.
That is sick.
A girl.
If I've ever met Judge Joe Brown, I just want to punch his ass in the throat. he got that molestation beat mustache.
Wait a minute.
It looks like he got a molestation mustache.
What the fuck is a molestation mustache?
Look at Joe Brown. You'll see what I'm talking about. His mustache say, I will take that pussy and leave all the evidence in my mustache. This shit ain't funny. It's not funny, it's for real. You're funny. He just looks like that kind. He looked like that uncle that touch everybody.
Oh my God.
You know the uncle, when you 12, come sit on my lap, nigga. I'm too old to sit in your lap. That's Judge Joe Brown.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
I don't want to sit.
Be quiet.
Mommy, he told me, Uncle Brown want me to sit in his lap.
No, Uncle Brown! Yo!
And something was sticking me in my leg, Mommy. I was so uncomfortable. Fucking freak. What?
Just with the Judge Joe Brown shit.
Uncle Brown.
Just
You like that Uncle Brown.
Just please. I don't want no more Uncle Brown jokes right now.
I may wear this wig to work tomorrow, girl, because I ain't doing my hair for a minute. I cut all that shit off. Y'all, I may embrace... I'm sorry to get off the subject, but I'm really embracing this not doing shit. And then let that shit grow on me. You know how you just cut all your shit off then 5 days later? Why did I do that?
Yeah,
why did I do that gay shit? Why did I do that bullshit? I got to be politically correct. I'm sorry.
All right, we're back. Thank you guys for sticking around. Join us. What's going on, Tyra? I'm sorry, but his ass got me fucking rolling. I had to go to break to catch myself because this heifer was on one.
Before the I was just telling the truth, bitch. I'm on truth time tonight, baby.
Well, speaking of truth.
Okay, Trey the Truth.
Trey the Truth. You guys got to know about Trey the Truth.
He I love is Trey Truth.
A local hero, really a nationwide hero, because he does anytime there's a tragedy.
Girl, he's like the Negro Superman.
He is like Meter Man, okay?
When we flooded last time, I saw that nigga in the boats with Case saving motherfuckers. Now, Trey the Truth is a good brother. We met him a couple times. Even though he looked at my titties, he could look at them again. You know, heroes could look at my titties. It's all good. Jesus but Christ. He's a good brother. He's a good brother. So what is your story on Trey?
Well, first of all, this story... Man, you...
Clear that nut.
You know... Anyway, there was a woman who was arrested over a $77 trash bill.
$77? This bitch probably broke. She probably chose chronic over it, and I can understand.
This back in December, Trey the Truth shared a clip on Instagram of him visiting Martha Menenfield, a woman who was arrested for not paying a trash bill worth $77. In November, she had authorities come to her.
Oh, that's an old woman too, ain't it?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that. That's some boo.
So it caused outrage on social media. It's ridiculous.
She was a senior.
It was just like, okay, this is an elderly woman. You could tell she may be on a fixed income, of any fixed income at all.
And she probably don't forgot how to write a check. Y'all don't know the hell. I'm not being funny. I'm being dead serious. I remember this. The woman was like 80 something years old. She was a much older woman. I'm like, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
Y'all pick it on the elderly and the children. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. But Trey brought her another house.
Shut up, Trey. Trey, I'm going to come. When I see you, Trey, in Houston, I'm putting them all out. Trey, this for you. Trey said, fuck that. You ain't got to deal with this bullshit. And I bet you, don't be surprised if Trey put his account on her trash bill. Just take it out of my account.
Oh, my God.
Every month, leave me alone.
You know, he took it upon himself to visit the woman and treat her to a shopping spree while asking fans for donations to help her get central heat, air conditioning, and more.
God bless you, Trey.
Yeah, Trey's always doing the... You
he's
know,
a thug angel.
A thug
he's
angel.
He's a thug angel.
Okay. That's a you know what he may make t-shirts off of that.
You know, hey Trey, you got that, but just make sure you put my, you know, Rocky.
Yeah, trademark on that shit.
Throw that on the trademark, you know. I want at least.
But you know what I can say about people like Trey the Truth, it kind of gives you hope for humanity. It really does. It's on a skim, real slim scale right now on my faith in humanity. Ooh,
girl, for real. I love when I can at least scroll through some reels that I scroll through like at least three today, back to back.
Right.
And there was the last one was a woman had her small child. The mama was overwhelmed. The child was hollering. Mm-hmm. First time flying. Three older women that were 40 years in teaching. Reached out for the baby and calmed the baby down. It was just, it's this little small acts of kindness.
That we could do.
That we could do. They saw the woman was overwhelmed. She didn't know what to do with the baby. Mm-hmm. Just let me see the baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's little shit you could do for people.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's stuff like this, because we see so much bullshit in humanity, you start losing faith. I'm not going to even lie, in human beings. And I'm saying it just from basic everyday observation. It's not even a production. It's just real life shit.
Let me tell you something. It's sad when you see more acts of kindness between animals than humans.
Girl, stop.
Do you know how many times I've seen animal videos where they finding help for the human? The last one I saw was a horse saw a handicapped man.
Right.
The man fell into the bushes and his horse looked. This motherfucker went over there, laid down, leaned over, and the man climbed on his man and the nigga got back up. Did you know how many humans would have been sitting there like this with his cell phone? This nigga don't fail, y'all. He ain't got no legs. fucked up answer. I told
the truth.
Let me tell you about this other story that comes out of Mississippi. Mm. Mississippi news anchor hasn't been on the air since she was quoting Snoop Dogg during a live broadcast.
Did she use the nigga word?
Yes, I knew it. Girl. I knew it.
Girl.
Yeah, she got into it, couldn't stop. She my nigga. Right? Yeah, she couldn't. She just had to
keep going. She didn't say that. She said, "My, you know, for shizzle my nizzle. You know, however.
For shizzle my nizzle.
But that's it. So.
She got trouble for nizzle?
Right.
For shizzle?
Yo, I've been like, really?
Yo, it's not a word, white people.
But no. It may not be a word, but you know it's a substitute for another word. And that's why she was dismissed off the air. Because
okay, but you know, I'm just saying. Look, just Negroes, saying. Ninjas, Negroes, honkies, donkeys, niggas. Y'all got to stop being so sensical. Y'all throw this word out 24 fucking seconds. This is why I purposely piss a lot of folks off. I, you know, or either make them like a Reese and Brooklyn think it's funny. I don't say nigga. I say nigger. And I say it on purpose. Because there's no way you could turn that word into a term of endearment. I don't give a fuck if you drop the ER and you just throw an A on it. It still says the same to me. The last thing your ancestors said before getting probably an ear cut off or they winky cut off, or probably did. But anyway, that's the last word they heard. And I'm sick and tired of musicians, rappers, comedians using this word like it has no meaning to it. And then you get mad when somebody uses a term of nizzle that ain't even nigga. Sit your ass down. I'm sick of it. And white people probably did it just to say, oh my God, in Mississippi, we don't do this. Yes, y'all do. Because y'all was just talking about lynching motherfuckers not that long ago. So stop playing with me. Y'all was just talking about lynching people. You going to kick this bitch off the air for saying, my nizzle? Yo, I'm for sizzle. This is a bullshit.
Rocky, shut your ass up. I mean, you have been on one all damn night, for real. I appreciate
yes, y'all. I did say donkey. Donkey, honky, monkey, skank, scatterwags. He hauls and heifers. I'm sorry. I don't want the days to fail, my man. I'm just saying you can't throw a word out there and make people feel like it's okay to say it.
Oh my God, this heifer is fucking crazy.
Cause see, back in the day when we were cheerings, black folks had more of a respect for that word. We didn't say it around white people. We said it around Mexicans because they niggas too. So and Puerto Ricans. We said around Puerto Ricans, y'all Negroes too. But black people did not use that word. Now, you know, as much as I love Richard Pryor, he did put that word, the first big person to put that word out there to be thrown around. Mm. And it was Richard Pryor, and did start from comedy.
Yeah.
And then from comedy, then the rap industry.
Yeah.
So y'all niggas shut the fuck up.
Stupid ass.
And you, air quotes, woke white folks.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
I'm done with you.
Okay, well, anything else?
Calm down, number one, because like I said, you've been on one, all right?
Just wait till we get off loud in the air.
Oh, my God. Yo, she did. Yeah, donkey. Said that dumbass. Let me pull up this clip, let you know how tired my ass is. There's a woman, I found an article on.
That's right, Granny. Woke white folks.
That I've seen before.
Yes.
But apparently her breasts are so big that she has to have security.
I feel like this story should be about me.
Oh!
I'm jealous.
That's she has to have security. Because her breasts are so damn big.
Okay, these are natural titties. Oh,
they're natural titties.
Oh, okay. Well, sis, I understand. I need security.
Yeah, so.
Whoa! Getting like two, look like five midgets hanging in her shirt. Look like them niggas is just trying to hide. But now she can't have that black shirt on with all them titties down thinking. And she look like, Pearl, y'all look like twins almost. Black Pearl and the black. Except for the titties. But yo, you can't be wearing that shit thinking ain't nobody gonna look now. You got them titties hanging out.
I mean, my breasts are very big, as you can see, so.
But look at that little tight, short-ass skirt, too, with them big-ass titties. She knows she need more fabric, especially for that black one.
A woman with the largest natural breast says how she has taunted by strangers every day and vowed never to get a reduction. Now, she's 66 years old.
Oh, yeah, fuck the reduction. It's yeah, it's...
I don't have these big bitties this long. Fuck it.
I feel you. What's her name, Gertrude? What's her name again?
No, her name is Annie.
Annie.
Annie Hawkins Turner.
Annie. Annie with the big ass titties. Titty Annie. Instead of regular Annie, Titty Annie.
Okay, I'm so Annie. Fucking done with you.
I'm just saying. Them some good. They, you know, they don't really look like midgets. Those are like teenage children in her chest.
You know what? And that's all that's you know, I've seen her on TV before, but actuality, her reality is that I cannot go down the street. And I don't know, like I said, regardless on what she wear, you can't hide those titties.
But my thing is, she looked like she's short stature. And you six, I know all that has got to hurt your back. On top of stupid ass people. Do you know how quick I, if you could afford security every day, you could afford a breast reduction. I would have had them titties chopped.
That's a valid point. Because I think she did make a little money off them breast assists.
She making money and she getting attention. That's why I said them titties valuable. Mm-hmm. It's going to cut off her income. Yeah.
I can't. I cannot. Okay, but other than that, let's get to what the hell we had a chance to watch this week.
What did we watch? I'm high. I forgot.
Well, I'm about to tell your ass in a minute. Hold on.
I'm playing. You ain't got to.
No.
No, for real. I don't.
Because I'm telling you, fucking media cinema has been sucking majorly.
Big balls.
We tried to watch, what's that, Avatar?
Oh, that was horrible. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. We waited for an hour. I said, what the fuck? Where are these blue motherfuckers getting the water? This is ridiculous. It was almost like watching, what's that goddamn ship that went down?
The Titanic.
It was like watching the Titanic. When are these motherfuckers going to drown?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It took forever for it to even, it didn't even get interesting. And me and Ronnie just finally with each other. I was like, we could turn this
then
shit
they had
off.
A little blue wigger. Walking around with locks and shit. I said, girl, this is a typical white man. Like a typical white girl. Girl, I know the hood. They had one of them in Avatar.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. And like I said, I'm not a big... Like the first Avatar, I was on
awesome.
Point. That was
not
awesome.
Not my jig. Not my jig.
That it was big, excellent.
That big blue bitch went over there and scooped that little, like a little nigga in the hand. Smack the mask on. Oh, my cheek.
I'm so sick and tired of
her. Look. That Avatar was crap.
It was crap.
We did watch Wakanda. I finally finished Wakanda.
I still can't get into the...
It's the beginning part of it. It's a little slow. But, girl, you know, when Winston Duke came in and they scored a fight, and I was like, hey, I just, you know, I could just see you and me both wanting to spank it from Winston.
First of all, I'm not sharing.
But you ain't got to share.
Okay.
He's from Wakanda. He do what the fuck he want.
Yeah, well...
Girl, trust me, he gonna need a little bit more ass to pop, so
just paint. Fuck you! Okay, anyway, we got a chance to watch a very good movie featuring Tom Hanks called A Man Named Otto.
That was good and sad.
I have a cat.
I do too, Otto. I have a cat too. No, but for real, it was a good movie.
Excellent movie.
If you have a heart, in a soul, you're gonna cry.
Yeah, it is very sentimental. I mean, synopsis is the man that lost the love of his life, trying to adjust to life without the love of his life.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing, it really made us think about dad.
Yeah,
we saw, we got a better understanding because you have this competitive, your life is the same way with a person. You had this person with you for so long. You rely on certain things.
Yeah.
And to have that just poof taken away from you.
Yeah.
And you thrown into limbo.
Yeah. So, pretty I mean, much. It did. That was one thing I'm most appreciative besides. I think Tom Hanks is an excellent actor.
I love Tom. I was just talking about Tom Hanks the other day. I'm so glad he was not one of the
actors. I'm so glad, yes, because there's certain Caucasian actors I love. And I'm like, please don't say them racist because you're going to fuck it up for everybody.
No, racist or don't be touching no kids.
Right.
You know, it's always something weird like that. Oh, they taking advantage of women. So, thank God, Tom Hanks.
Thank God Tom Hanks is clean. But this movie, we thought, was not only funny, but I can relate to it as I get older. I'm not going to even lie. As I get older, I get more crankier. I'm not going to even...
You know, I see myself as a Spanish girl. I love her character.
Yes, the neighbor.
The neighbors that moved in. And, you know, the funny thing about this, the whole time I was watching it with Michelle, I said, I really feel like his wife sent those people there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sometimes. Yeah,
I don't feel like nothing is by chance or accident. You know, always, our answers are always working.
Always.
And always know, like, look, y'all got to come intervene because this motherfucker losing their mind. Come help. It was a beautiful movie, but you know what movie I do want to see? And I know you don't have the trailer for it, but it's The Pope Exorcist.
Yes. You've been talking.
I had some leftovers, boo-boo.
I ain't got no goddamn leftovers. Trust me on that.
Nah, I know
shut up. Anyway, featuring Russell Crowe.
Yes. Jackass. Russell Crowe, my hoe.
But anyway, we gonna, matter of fact, I think that's due out next month.
Yes, so it's hopefully sometime we'll in have April. A
chance to check it on out.
But you all, I did send her the trailer. She just did not feel like it was good enough to save. Or
I've been working.
Or she's been. That's why she's coughing so much and stumbling. But anyway,
okay, it's helpful. Anyway, but that's gonna do it for us this week. Next week, we gonna see if it goes through. We are getting interviewed on our own show.
Oh, yeah, by Lawrence Killebrew.
Yes.
So definitely, we're going to see if it comes through.
He agreed to it. Now, Lawrence, usually when he says he's going to commit to something, he's
just he do it. He's a business nigga.
He a business nigga, bro.
With a big ass head.
So it's going to be the table's turn next week with Lawrence Killebrew.
I don't like this.
Well,
because I just feel like I'm going to be asked dumb sexual questions. Because for some reason, everybody thinks, you know, well, you know, but some, most of them think you're the biggest freak. But see, I stay quiet and let them.
I don't announce my shit either.
But it's just something freaky about you. You know, you are Pisces moon, so maybe your hoe is thrown out. See, being a Libra and a Capricorn moon, both of my signs are secretive. See, uh-huh. Your Libra is secretive, but your Pisces, that water be flowing. And water signs be flowing.
Instead your ass. But that's what's going to go down next week. Lawrence Killebrew is going to be on the show interviewing us and being host of the Gossiping Heifers.
And my wig will be making an appearance again next week. And you guys, I have another doctor appointment April 6th on this eye.
Yes.
Hopefully, I'll be able to come up here with some makeup on, bitches.
Oh, yeah. And I know she's going to show out. Because I've been,
girl, 2 months.
She going to show out when it's time to put makeup back on.
Ooh, bitch, I'm a clown. I may draw a goddamn butterfly in my fucking eye. Is that a butterfly? Yeah, bitch, it is.